The National Collage Society is celebrating 100 years of collage as fine art. On this week's News and Views, we look at how the technique changed the idea of what art can be. The name collage comes from the French term à coller, which means to paste or glue. Will Ursprung is the development director and Trina Gardner a trustee of the National Collage Society. They are also both artists who have been drawn to the medium.
I started doing collage way back in the early 90s when I was unhappy with my oil paintings.
And I've been into collage since art school in the 70s. I was a painter as well, but I found that I had more freedom with collage, more options.
Early 20th century artists Pablo Picasso and George Braque were clearly exploring options when they began gluing pieces of paper and other items to their paintings. Art history books point to Picasso's 1912 still life with caning, in which he used a piece of oilcloth to represent the caning of a chair.
They used castaway findings, detritus, refuse, things that people would throw away that was easily accessible and materialized into an art form. Before that, that kind of material was never conceived of as art.
Collage was controversial and also embraced by social movements of the time, says Trina Gardner.
Many of the artists of the day in France and later in Italy and Germany took up collage, but they took it up in their own way.
On the next News and Views, more on collage as personal and political expression. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
Early 20th century artists Pablo Picasso and George Braque began using collage around 1912. On this week's News and Views, we consider collage as fine art and as a form of personal and political expression. In the years around World War I, artists in the movement called Dada used collage to express a sense of the futility of the modern world, says Trina Gardner, a trustee of the National Collage Society.
They used it as message. They cut out words and letters and use it to protest during the First World War until really 1923.
Collage provides for layers of meaning and personal expression. It can use traditional or abstract imagery and common materials from contemporary culture. Artist Will Ursprung, who worked for 2 decades as an art therapist at Greaterford Prison, says collage is an ideal medium for art therapy.
In art therapy, making a collage is oftentimes autobiographical. We use collage to have easy access to imagery that would tell a story of that person. That could be magazine papers, popsicle sticks, pieces of wood, whatever.
Artist Trina Gardner found collage an apt medium to express her artistic impulses after visiting the site of the 9/11 attacks on New York City, where people had put memorials in fencing around the buildings.
When I came home, I just did a number of pieces, one with the fence, and used collage elements like doilies for around the flowers. To me, it was instead of using paint, it was a representation of the real paper around the flowers that were there.
On the next News and Views, Collage Today. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
The birth of collage as fine art is traced back to Paris in 1912. On this week's News and Views, we consider the art form and its evolution. Collage can create design, play with perspective, and reference social or political statements from contemporary culture. It can look much like a two-dimensional painting, a three-dimensional sculpture, or something in between. It can hang on the wall or stand on the floor. This versatility was historically a drawback, at least if the artist wanted to enter competitions, and not just in early 20th century Paris. National Collage Society trustee Trina Gardner says the society was created in America in the early 1980s.
It formed because the president and founder, Gretchen Bierbaum, had a conversation with the president of the American Watercolor Society, and she was complaining that they would not accept collage into their show. And so the president of the American Watercolor Society said, Well, why don't you start an organization for collage?
This year's annual juried show of the National Collage Society is a tribute to 100 years of collage as fine art, with a range of works, some that recall famous collage techniques and materials of the past. Other works may juxtapose traditional imagery with contemporary found items that the artists and audiences of the last century never imagined.
One piece uses the circuit boards from a computer and rearranges all of them into this picture that looks almost like a clock tower or some kind of a monument. That's what's fun about collage, to see what the artist takes and what they do with it.
This year's juried show of the National Collage Society is at the Berman Museum of Art in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, until August 12th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.